we got to principle number 8. Until now, we discussed how at the source of reality is unconditional love that is flowing boundless goodness to all of creation, that we are all parts of a universal soul that exists beyond all time and space, that we are presently in this stage of time and space where we are undergoing our spiritual development that will prepare us to experience the divine goodness in the ultimate way. We went through the 4 basic stages that entail basically our transformation from wanting to receive to a place of truly wanting to give, and finally being able to receive the divine goodness in a state of giving and divine union. So the principles coming up are going to discuss the tools towards the transformation that we're going through, how to work on this transformation. And beginning of principle 8 now is going to expand a little bit on understanding the desire to receive itself. So start on principle number 8, heart and mind. Our desire to receive has 2 aspects. The 2 aspects are heart and mind. So 1, heart. The heart aspect of our desire to receive is our desire to feel and experience pleasure. This includes all physical pleasures. This also includes pleasures such as money, honor, and intellectual enjoyments. This also includes spiritual pleasures when they are enjoyed in a self-serving manner. So what's being called here the heart aspect of our desire to receive is a simple way we would understand our desire to receive, wanting to get pleasures. Saying here that the pleasures include physical pleasures, also money, the pleasures of honor, of being honored, and even intellectual pleasures. And very interesting, he adds here in the end that it also includes spiritual pleasures if they're enjoyed in a self-serving way. So the idea is that any pleasure that is enjoyed only to serve ourselves is considered a material pleasure. So even a spiritual pleasure that's only enjoyed in the way of trying to take that pleasure is still in the framework of what's called a material pleasure. Okay, so that was the first aspect of our desire to receive, the heart. The second aspect of our desire to receive is mind. The mind aspect of our desire to receive wants to understand. These 2 aspects of our desire to receive work together within us and are actually 2 sides of the same coin. So he's saying here that our desire to receive, there's a more simple aspect that, you know, we naturally could understand of just wanting to take pleasures. But he's saying here that there's another aspect to our desire to receive called mind, which is our always wanting to understand. That there's an aspect of wanting to understand that is an aspect of our desire to receive. And there's something that we don't understand, so it goes against our desire to receive. Okay, our desire to receive wants to understand everything. Okay, so it says, these 2 aspects of our desire to receive work together within us and are actually 2 sides of the same coin. There is a tikkun, meaning a spiritual fixing, for each of these 2 aspects of our desire to receive. The tikkun that corresponds to our heart is a spiritual work of giving called hashpa'ah. Our desire to receive wants to get, and very simply, the work is to give. 2, the tikkun that corresponds to our mind is the spiritual work of believing called emunah. So as an aspect of our desire to receive is saying here is our always wanting to understand. So the tikkun, or the fixing for this aspect of our desires to receive, is our learning to be able to go beyond our mind, to transcend our mind, to reach a higher consciousness. It's called emunah. Emunah doesn't have a exact word in English. You could say it's sort of like, it's like the word believing, but it's more than believing, because A belief could also be like false belief. But emunah is a higher consciousness that's able to transcend only what the mind can understand. So he's going to talk a lot about it. But here he's just laying out that our desire to receive has two aspects, heart aspect, mind aspect. The fixing or the tikkun of our heart aspect is the spiritual work of giving, and the tikkun or the fixing of our mind aspect of our desire to receive is the spiritual work of believing, or the spiritual work of emunah. Now, when he calls the desire to receive our heart, it's obviously not talking about our organ in our body that's pumping blood. The heart is used is metaphorically as the resting place of our desire. Okay, so goes on here. It says, spiritual work involves both of these realms of heart and mind. If we were to work only on the heart aspect of desire to receive, our giving would be disconnected from God. Through the work of the mind, the spiritual work of emunah, we connect ourselves to God. Wait, so I'm going to pause here for a minute. He's saying if we would only work on the heart aspect of just working to be in the place of giving and overcoming all of our self-serving desires. So if that was the entire realm of our spiritual work, then we wouldn't be connecting ourselves necessarily to the source of reality. Because the whole goal is ultimately to reach the state of union and experience with the source of all reality, to come to experience all the divine goodness that's flowing from our source that we're here to experience. Our work towards giving and truly loving one another is all part of this process that we're undergoing. But ultimately, we're all aspects of one soul going through this together, and it's to ultimately connect us to our divine source. So if all of our spiritual work is only focused on one another without working to connect ourselves to the source of reality, then we would be disconnected from the source of reality. So the emunah aspect, the mind aspect of our spiritual work is also very important. And then he says here the other way. He says, if we were to work only on the mind aspect, our spiritual work of emunah could be rooted in serving ourselves. The work of the heart is the work of attaining the desire to give. So if we were only doing the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of learning to transcend the limitations of our understanding, right, to connect ourselves to the source of reality, if that's everything that we were focused on, but we weren't focused on truly loving and giving everybody, so all of that working towards reaching that connection to our divine source could all be rooted in another aspect of wanting to serve ourselves, trying to connect to all of that divine goodness in a self-serving way. So he's saying here that these two aspects of heart and mind, of learning to reach the place of giving and learning to reach the place of emunah, are two aspects of our desire to receive. So it's two sides of the same coin that we're working on in our spiritual work. So the rest of the section is going to go on and give examples, expand a little more on the spiritual work of the heart, and it goes into a lot of concepts here about the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of transcending our understanding. So we'll stop here for now, and God willing, continue next time.